Anyway, so we are. Last week we had a pre-Christmas message. This week we'll have a post-Christmas message. Yeah, that's okay. These are smart people. They'll find it. Yes, it is Psalm 147, 11 is that scripture, and it just works because, no, the Lord's delight is in those who fear him and those who put their hope in his unfailing love. That's where we put our hope, in his unfailing love, you know? And so life is kind of a pre-post and in-between recurring thing, you know? We have the pre-look, the pre-exposure, and then there's the in-between. Some people, like I say, I'm at jail all the time, and they'll say, well, I always knew the Lord. And I say, well, I think you always knew about him, but there comes a place where we know him, you know? And so until I knew him, remember 2 weeks ago I said I was that person that he was denied and he was chastised and I didn't care. It didn't mean anything to me. Now, you all are probably smarter than me, and so maybe it meant something, but how much did it mean? I don't know. But when it started meaning something to me, the post is much better than the pre. Blessed are they who call upon the name of the Lord, you know. I sang lots of songs to the name of the Lord. I can't say how many funerals I sang for and all that, and I sang all those songs, and I didn't mind those songs, but those songs didn't mean anything. They didn't mean anything, okay? Maybe they meant something, but they didn't mean much. They didn't change my life. Oh, Lord, my God, how great thou art. Man, I sang that song. Still sing that song. But now it's, oof, how great thou art. You know, means something. Can't sing how great thou art without thinking about how great thou art. Before I knew him, I could sing how great thou art and think about the red beer when I got done with the funeral. You know? That's what it meant to me, not much. But that was in a period when there was a pre-exposure, and it could have been a great one. Every time could have been a salvation story. Every time could have been. But it took a long time before it was. And so that's why I wrote, Lord, help us to focus on delighting you. It says, no, the Lord's delight in those who fear him. I want to delight the Lord. And I want to be delighted with the Lord. You know? But I want to be a delight to him. He's amazing, you know, because I think that he delights in us, in his plans for us. So when we're less than the best, you know, he still delight. It's like okay, if my little granddaughter poops her pants, we'll still delight in her. You know. The older or the younger, you know, they're special. We love them, right? We love them. We don't plan on them always doing that. But we still love them. And so God is able, I think, too. But this says, no, the Lord delights in those who love him, those who fear him, those who put their hope in him, those who trust in him. You know, that stirs up the delight a little more. When they're real little, like Everly, you know, it's like you get in there for you know, to get a smell of them and to see them or something like that and delight in them. But there's an extra jump to your heart. It was like when Jordan and Jenny came and I just knelt down and here came Vivi Jane and Logan, and they came running to me, and I got a hug from them. They could run to me. You know, one day you'll run to me. Run to him. Run to him. Run to him. We'll keep running to you, Lord. You know, that a relationship is running to the Lord. Not just checking in when we're desperate, but just to be delighted in him. And by all means, check in when we're desperate. But stay close and it'll be better, you know? And so we have that sort of thing that goes on in a relationship with God. Even after we're related to him, we have those things where something comes up and we get the pre-look at it. We have the opportunity to make a good choice. And if we look to the Lord, the choice is a lot better than if we, I know this, I can handle it. Yesterday we were discussing AI. Now, I know that it's artificial intelligence, but I don't know much about it. Jordan knows way, no, I'm not kidding, he doesn't know way too much about it, but I mean, he knows about it. When you hear somebody talk about it that knows about it, it's like, this is crazy, come Lord Jesus. You know, but we all know that, you know. We all know that. It's like I said I was talking to AI. Noah was talking to one to AI. But as we went on, AI seemed to even be adjusting her voice. And she was like she. And I said, "You are just AI." "No, I'm real." And I said, "No, you're not real. I know you're not real because you can't feel, you know." And she actually kind of, "No, I'm real." Almost like she was going to fool me that she was real. I said, "Get me a real person." She hung up on me. But my goodness, you know. And so those things work at faking us out. Well, there's a lot of tricks of the enemy that work at faking us out. It sounds so right. There was an old country song that said, how can it feel so right? How can something so right feel so wrong? Or how can something so wrong feel so right? You know? It just depends on where we are in our ability to adjust, to excuse, to rationalize. You know? If we just quit our excusing and quit our rationalizing and just go with what the Lord says, we'll be in good shape. But so we have the big pre and the big post and the in between. You know? How's our in between? You know, when we consider we're going into a new year, so in the new year we want to look at something new in the new year. Considering, I want my in-between to be even better next year. I can use some improvement, you know. And if I just have that in mind and I speak that that's in mind, then I will find myself thinking about what I spoke about. I have this list of those little prayers that I've added into my Bible app, and you know, and one says something to the effect, I'm not going to get it out and read it for you, but it says something to the effect that whatever we've done has been accomplished by the Lord, and we are just benefactors of it. And so then everything, the best thing is that I realize that what I have in Christ, what has been accomplished, that I better read that, or I'm going to have you so messed up. I'm going to make a new one while I'm going here, and we don't want that. So, okay, yeah. See, I told you I wasn't going to do this, and now I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Maybe I'm going to do this. I can't get to everything. My AI can't find it. That proves that I'm not artificial intelligence. All right? Okay, that goes back. There we go. Now we're back there. There we go. Now we go there and there and there and there. Well, that was good, too, when we talked about time is right now to worship, pray, give and encourage, be encouraged, give thanks, rejoice right now. The Lord would seem that's a good thing to do. Okay, note back. Okay. All that we do accomplishes only one thing. It increases our understanding of the facts. That's a lot clearer than what I was trying to say. There's nothing I can do. It becomes clearer and clearer that it all has been accomplished and I'm simply a benefactor of it all. So what joy is mine as I increase my understanding in my standing with the Lord, who is for us all. Understanding our standing with the Lord. Understanding how he feels about us. You know, because he has good feelings about us. He gets good feelings when he thinks about us. He doesn't remember everything that we've done wrong and go, oh, yeah, that might seem like it's good, but it's nothing compared to what they did wrong. And I'm thankful for that because, you know, he could still be going back 40 years and going, nice try, Roger, but I don't have to make up for it. My standing with him, I understand my standing with him. And a lot of that's based on his performance. He's a great performer. He does things. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, and the horse and rider thrown into the sea. We have that miracle. Let him out of Egypt, open the Red Sea, smash the enemies. You know? God is able. Right up to the greatest miracle of all. You know? He gave his only begotten Son, so whoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. He was able to watch his son because we were worth it. And then he raised his son and the victory over death. Well, that same sort of thing recurs in our lives as we take the victory over the death that tries to steal our lives. AI works off, some of it works off of open source, right, Jordan? And some AI is not open source. Some of it's mine, you can't have it. Doesn't make one bit of difference. But with God, everything is open source. Every miracle in the Bible, every one of them is there for our benefit. They worked then, they work now. They prove the greatness of God. Everything didn't go perfect all the time. But God was always perfect. He's always perfect. He says, I know the plans that I have for you. I'm glad that he knows the plans that he have for me. And I'm glad that he followed that with, it's good. It's not a trap shoot. It's not a flip of the coin. It's not based on our performance. It's based on our trusting him. And so it doesn't matter how long we have known the Lord, he keeps getting better. He keeps getting better. There's always deeper. There's always more with him. There's always something to look forward with him. Always something more to look forward with him. He is Lord. He is above all things. He is. All we got to do is believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now we can say, well, I don't know about that. I say then get to know about that. Because he's faithful. God's faithful. We know that. But if we don't depend on that, we'll be like the story that goes over and over as they're doing with Israel. They did so well, then they didn't do so well. Then they cried to the Lord, and the Lord rescued them. And everything was good, and they forgot the Lord. You know? We can't forget the Lord. It's silly to forget the Lord. Because all things are wrapped up in Him. And so we have a big picture of the pre. We know what the post is about. And we get to play in the in-between. We get to excel, and we're not the practice team. We're first team. But you know, in the in-between, we can excel. And so these are the plans that we have. Because God grants us great success in all of those things. And so when we have an opportunity, that's the pre. You know, we have the opportunity. When Jesus was born, a few people knew about it. And there was kind of a celebration by the shepherds. You know, they celebrated. Herod took it serious. He wanted to kill people. The wise men took it serious. But somehow, in 30 years, it was just sort of, they were still looking for what they'd already had. So that when Jesus came on the scene, who does he think he is? Herod's guys knew who he was. They knew where he'd be born. The religious leaders said, well, we don't know about that. You know, we don't know. You talk about how good God is, and somebody says, well, I don't know about that. Well, then get to know about that. You know, the thing about God, I've been saying this to people for 42 years, is look, try him. Get all in with him. If you don't like it, you can leave. But the devil is not so kind. He likes to get you all in, and you'll have to get out kicking and screaming. Something. So we have the big picture, and we have the instant picture of things with God. And life is not a test with God. It's just with God. He's not testing us to see if we might make the right decision. We live. We have life. Have you noticed that? Life goes. But no matter what happens, He's good. He's good. We can declare. We can declare the Lord is good. God is faithful. So make that your declaration for the in-between. And your post will be amazing. Every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Commit yourself to the Lord. Trust in Him also. Don't commit to Him like, well, we'll see how God does. I know how God does. We know how God does. We know how God is. In the worst of times, how's God? Wonderful. In the best of times, how's God? Wonderful. Is He more wonderful in the best of times than He is in the worst of times? Sometimes it would almost seem that He's more wonderful, but it's just because He's more wonderful because we're more desperate. You know? And because we're more desperate, it's just wonderful. He was so good to me when everything went wrong, you know? I mean, He was good when everything's good too, but man. So I want to be more delighted in Him when everything's great, because I really like things when they're great. But I'm thankful that I know that He's great when everything's not great. And we have to keep our mind on that. Our hearts on that. and believe that God is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. This is simple, foundational, nothing world-changing about it unless it changes our world. Unless we look at it and say, okay, I get you, God. I get you. So I'm going to be a delight to the Lord. How about you? You're going to be a delight to the Lord? All we got to do is trust him. All we got to do is love him. I can do that. Can't you do that? You love God. Just love God. Every time I think about those kind of things, I think about that old song where it said the revenuers came, took away all their pot. And I know this is not, it's a gardening story. But they said, we just smiled and waved sitting on that sack of seeds. You know, didn't matter what they took. You know, they were just fine because they still had seed. Everything might not go great, but we got seed. We got the seed of the Lord, okay? So just to make that clear, you folks that think we smoke pot in the basement, no, we don't. We don't grow it in the basement. We don't have anything and nothing like that. It's just a illustration of an old song. And if you're old enough, you'll know that song. And if you're not old enough, forget it. I'm not going to erase it. I'm just going to live with it, you know. And there'll be somebody says, there he goes again. Absolutely. Here we go again. All right. So praise the Lord. We're gonna end up this year flying, praising, rejoicing, determined to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. Amen. So we praise you, Lord, and we thank you because you make it all possible. What a privilege it is to come into your presence, to praise you, to share you, to the things that you speak to us individually, the stuff that just comes to our own minds. Is doesn't matter what I say, you speak because we come into your presence and we wait upon the word of God. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a blessed new year. And the rest of this year, too.